Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, August 7th, 2013, and today we are talking about Al-Qaeda, that organization that we're all so familiar with, the one that apparently did 9/11. Al-Qaeda rises from the dead. Al-Qaeda reemerged this week as a global security threat, it seems. This is the same Al-Qaeda that apparently did 9/11, as I said, and has been on the run since then, pursued across the world by U.S. forces, U.S. special forces, air services, and so forth. The U.S. killed off their top leadership, including Osama bin Laden himself. Al-Qaeda seemed to be a few lightly armed Muslim radicals training in the mountains of Afghanistan, but in 12 years of war, the U.S. has been unable to defeat them. We get periodic reports that they are broken and defeated. The president has told us this from time to time, but they reemerge when it is convenient for them or us. For example, in response to recent, quote, chatter picked up by NSA surveillance, which listened to a conference call between 19 Al-Qaeda leaders, the U.S. decided to close 21 diplomatic missions across the Middle East and North Africa. 19 of those missions remain closed all week. In comparison, the British closed only one. That was the one in Yemen. Al-Qaeda and affiliated organizations, we're told, appear to be planning attacks, the worldwide announcement said. Who are the affiliated organizations? Well, that's classified, they say. We don't have a right to know or a need to know who is planning to attack us. So the U.S. closed down starting Sunday, 8-4, August 4, across the Middle East and North Africa. Number one, in consideration of this, number one, this is very convenient, isn't it, for the Obama administration to uncover a worldwide threat by NSA global spying at the exact moment when the administration is under extreme duress because of allegations resulting from the NSA spying. Now, I suppose, the NSA spying is okay. It's all justified. The ends justify the means. President Obama, recently the butt of jokes on the Leno show and other talk shows, has been showing up now on the shows himself to announce this terror threat is real. It's not a hoax. Number two, let me get this straight now. Enemies of the United States, which has worldwide drone coverage, talk openly about an attack, knowing the National Security Agency is listening to them. Does that make any sense? Does it pass the smell test to you? It smells pretty badly to me, folks. Number three, is the sight of a great nation cringing in impotent fear before a group such as Al-Qaeda bother anyone, preemptively closing down because of a few Muslim extremists talking on the phone? Does that bother anybody? Is the cringing indicative of the entire Obama administration, or is this just the new policy of the new State Department under John Kerry? Anyway, they closed us down with one phone call. Number four, is this the same Al-Qaeda that is receiving American heavy weapons, military supplies, and training in Syria, and which reports now indicate was getting resupplied through Benghazi by State Department and CIA operatives? Number five, is this the same Al-Qaeda, a Taliban supporter, a Taliban affiliate group that has been on the receiving end of more than $100 million of U.S. government contracts in Afghanistan? Is that the same one? Number six, does any of this make any sense to anybody? It only makes sense to me if what Paul Craig Roberts said in his recent article about how Washington views the American people is true. Let me quote from that article. Washington believes that it can tell the population anything and the people will believe it. For example, the official line is that the recession began in December 2007 and ended in June 2009. Many Americans believe this, even though they have not personally experienced economic recovery. Indeed, they are sinking further into poverty and near poverty. And don't forget, those non-existent weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein was alleged by Washington to possess are the Gulf of Tonkin fake event when Washington claimed that its warship was attacked by North Vietnam. Really, the list of official lies is very long. Anyone who believes anything that Washington says is too naive to be let out of the house alone. But Americans believe the lies because that is what they think patriotism requires. Well, that's the way I see it, folks. Wednesday, August 7th, 2013. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.